Five, four, three, two, one.
On behalf of the Phoenix Mercury and the WNBA, we want to give you a 2014 WNBA championship jersey.
Nice.
It's an XL. So we might have to get on the Atkins, but thank you very much for having us, Mr. President.
Thank you so much.
I saw like the strong, powerful women that were living their truth and doing it so freely and openly. And I was just like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just need to live my truth and like just really embrace who I was and who I am. And, you know, just kind of step into that fully.
Basketball chose me, an awkward, lanky, introverted tomboy born with a hearing disability, a speech impediment, and a will to overcome obstacles, dream big, and to change the world.
All right, it's Planet W coming to you live-ish from Fevierville Studios. I am Jay.
This is Dan.
And we are ready to do just a fun one. We got one just for fun today. Like, we got a few, you know, W things to talk about, but for the most part, it's like we're just having fun. We're here to just talk basketball, nothing serious. Ain't a whole lot of news to cover. There's not a whole lot of, you know, drama going on, except the one thing that I wanted to talk about, though, that was drama-related for the W that I don't think that we ever got to talk about, but it happened like maybe like 2 weeks ago, something like that, is when Skylar Diggins-Smith took to her Twitter and went the fuck off on the Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
She was just, like, everything, talking about how the fucking coach was, like, you know, vaguely racist. Like, somebody asked the coach, like, hey, so how do you become a... what's your advice for becoming a WNBA coach? And she's like, dye your hair blonde. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, people asking if they could touch her hair and shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fucking weird stuff. But I mean, we all knew that it was a shitty work environment anyways when you had a kid and they held it against you.
Yeah,
like we knew it was a shitty work environment then.
Her and Nick is like welcoming conference to Seattle, like she's in tears, like I wanted to give up and quit playing. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It is weird how like you're really gonna treat one of your assets like shit. Like, I get it that you don't look at, like, when you're a management position like that, you don't necessarily look at your employees as human beings. Shouldn't you at least look at them as business assets?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't think that, like, oh, yeah, no, it's, you're right, it's not a fucking big deal for you to come in here and work out. So, yeah, you are allowed to.
Yeah, it's so weird that they did her like that. The business decision of doing somebody like that, like, okay, so like if at my job, if you got to take maternity leave, we know that's coming by you being pregnant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's just weird to hold that against somebody and like, I don't know, man.
And why wouldn't you want a superstar to rehabilitate herself?
Yeah, no shit.
Like the best she can.
Yeah.
Because they planned on never keeping her afterwards or what?
Yeah, you probably could have worked out some sort of contract extension with Skylar Diggins-Smith last year.
Yeah.
If you would have treated her right when
her like a human.
Yeah, treated her like somebody who just brought a life into this world and cares about that life. So weird. Holding people's kids against them, you fucking creeps. They are under new management though now, right? Like,
yeah, I think so.
I think like the owner of the Suns like bought them up from whoever owned it before, so maybe the culture is gonna get better.
Yeah, because I think they introduced somebody like as a new owner when they did the draft lottery. Yeah. So I think so.
Yeah, and I mean, I hope anyways that the culture changes there, because from what I hear, I think that's the team that Tina Charles had the big fucking issues with too.
Yeah,
was the Mercury. So it's just weird how you hear about some of these teams like really treating their players really well, and then other teams that just basically treat them like shit. Like, no, what do you mean locker room? Get dressed on the fucking sidelines. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's funny, because like when Katie Lou came for her like to visit the establishment where we play at the field house. Like, she's like, oh, we got our own locker room. I've never had that.
Yeah, I've never had a locker room before. Wait, we have showers?
Like, what?
Damn. Last team I was on told me to pour the Gatorade over my head. If you want to take a shower after the game, win and get Gatorade poured on you. All right?
Yeah. I was a sixth man and the water boy there.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to pass out the towels and mop the floor. I had to mop the own floor. After I took fucking free throws, I had to mop the floor.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
We actually cleaned the spilt nachos up in the stadium.
Yeah. Put them back in the fucking plastic containers, sold them again the next game. We're hurting. We're hurting for money here. It's like a scene out of fucking Semi-Pro. Shit. It's so weird. Like, treat your players well. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jeez. They need that WNBA All-Star Weekend in Indy.
Let's go.
I'm sorry, but you need to come here. After the NBA All-Star Weekend, even though it was blizzardy and shitty and cold and frozen everywhere, and windy, and I was dying, I still had a great time.
And we need that W in the summer.
Yeah, the WNBA's in the summer. It ain't going to dump snow here.
Let's go.
Let's do it. There's a canal that you can walk on and stuff.
Yeah, and like, I think NBA All-Star Weekend solidifies the fact that we can manage that.
Yeah.
Because we did a very good job for WNBA.
Yeah,
NBA. So bring the WNBA.
Please. Yeah, absolutely. And there was a lot of WNBA stuff integrated into All-Star Weekend. So, like, I don't know, there were a lot of players here. There's a lot of opportunities to be done to have a really good, successful WNBA All-Star Weekend. And the fact that there's only 12 teams right now seems like we might be better in the running for it than seeing another NBA All-Star All-Star Weekend anytime soon. But it just keeps renewing my hype for the season. Like, I keep, like, every now and then I start to feel like, you know, God, the season's so far off. And something happens that makes me go like, yes, it's coming. Next year's coming.
We need that taste of hoops.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I know NCAA, like a lot of people, like, but I've never been really big into college basketball. Like, I've literally just started paying, like I've always paid, like, peripheral attention to college basketball, but I've always looked at it as these are kids and I don't, like, you know, I want to watch professionals. And so it's just been something where I've always watched the NCAA tournament every year, not necessarily more than that, but I've been watching more of that this year.
Yeah, it's growing on me really bad. Yeah. Really bad, especially this season.
Yeah,
college basketball is growing on me heavy.
Yeah, for sure. Like, normally I don't watch it just because it's like, I really, like, you know, they are kids at the end of the day, and I'm old, and I don't know. I didn't like college. Like, I went to college. I actually went to college for broadcast journalism, believe it or not. I went to college for this, what I'm doing right now.
I went to a lot of parties at colleges.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to go to college even if you're not a student. You could actually go into the classes and shit, probably.
Yeah. When they ask, like, did I go to college? I'm like, dude, I've been Purdue, IU. Like,
yeah, I've been to a lot of them.
I mean, I went to a lot of colleges, dude.
Yeah, just not.
I was at Notre Dame.
I just didn't attend any of them.
Yeah, I was at Notre Dame shit-faced.
Yeah. No, actually, I went to two colleges. I went to one here in Indiana, and then I went to one in Santa Barbara, where I studied journalism and, you know, thought that I could do this for a living. Basically, what I thought was that I could get into radio. And if you've ever known anything about talk radio, you know that your favorite talk radio hosts have had that job for 484 years.
Yeah. So and they're not going anywhere.
You ain't taking it from them. So the jobs just weren't there. So I just, you know, I used all of that knowledge to do a podcast. And now I also work in women's sports as my day job. Not basketball, though, which I would love to.
Yeah.
It's gymnastics. Other than that, man, like, what do you think the Olympic team, like, what kind of impact do you think that's going to have on this year's WNBA, because the Olympics is in the middle of the season.
I here's the thing, is I think, like, after the Olympics, like, the WNBA, like, sees a very big surge in popularity.
Yeah.
Because the Olympics are going to be so huge. And I think that's going to bring a lot of attention to the league after we see that Olympic stint with basketball. Because you know everybody loves the Olympics.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Do you think it's going to make the league, like, interestingly more competitive this year? I mean, I know this isn't anything new, you know, like, players from opposite teams of their professional league play together for their country and stuff. But, like, there's just something about it to where it's just, like, I always feel like maybe, because it's in the middle of the WNBA league.
Right.
So, like, are you going to be coming back from that Olympic break going, oh, Asia's doing that fucking move that I've seen her do 100 times. I know how to block that fucking shot.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, I know that, you know, this has been done a million times before, but there's just something about it where I feel like once you start playing with your competition, you start to, you know, see some of their tendencies, their habits and stuff. And it might make your team a little bit better and more competitive.
Yeah, I think when you those players who are starting to play with each other, well, you got to think too, a lot of these people have came up through the same avenues,
yeah,
so they know how a lot of them get down that they played with.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Per se, but
I mean, iron sharpens iron. At the end of the day, if you're playing with Asia Wilson on the same team, you're probably going to get better at playing against her when you play against her, you know.
It's like, and you can tell, like, some of these, like when Aaliyah Boston and Asia Wilson played each other, like the first game of the season last year that we went and seen.
Yeah.
Like that, you could tell, like, they had the similar coaching.
Yeah.
The similar upbringing, because they played so well against each other.
Yeah, definitely.
So you definitely know how well they knew each other's game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting too. And like, I'm interested to see, like, you know, when Caitlin Cooper comes in next year and she plays against Aaliyah Austin and Bradanda Stumer and Jonquel James. God, I still can't get over that guy called her Caitlin Cooper.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Tell me that you don't know anything about women's sports. Show me a prime example of fake it till you make it, please.
Like, I feel like they put that on the teleprompter for him and, like, did it on purpose or something.
Yeah, probably just to embarrass the guy.
Let's see how horrible this guy really is.
It's like, dude, you can't speak like you're an expert on something when you get something so fucking wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, she can go in next year and take it to Asia Williams. I'm telling you, I think that she's going to, oh my God, you dummy. You old dummy. It's so crazy. It's like, there is a huge amount of, I feel like, people who just started paying attention to women's basketball like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, suddenly they're acting like they're experts suddenly.
You need to understand that Caitlin Clark's going to come in and she's just going to dominate everybody. And it's like, no,
stop saying that, because her season's over 4 seconds before the next season begins.
Right.
She's going to be a little bit tired.
She's going to go through the same phase that Sabrina did.
She's going to go through the same thing that Sabrina did, the same thing that Aaliyah Boston did, the same thing that Kelsey Plum did, where there's going to be an adjustment period. It's going to happen. It will happen.
Yeah, and you got to think that, I mean, the quality of her game could improve because she's not going to have to carry the workload.
Yeah, I'm telling you, too, like, her throwing elbows the way that she does into her defenders, I don't think that's going to cut it in the league. I don't think she's going to be able to do that too much, but I don't know. Actually, I watched some YouTube videos last night of, like, fights and, like, heated moments for the W. It's actually, man, they can get scrappy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can throw them punches and shit at each other. Brittany Griner's reaching over refs and punching girls in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that shit, man.
Yeah, like, there's going to be some good. Like, can you imagine, like, Malice at the Palace in the W?
Oh, that would be so weird. Like, just somebody just runs up and just knocks a fan. Oh, man, that'd be amazing. Like, that kind of stuff, when people go, like, disgrace to the sport and shit like that. Like, there's part of me that loves it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a part of me that, like, when people, like, the stuff that everybody say is unsportsmanlike or a disgrace to the sport.
I love it.
There is always a part of me that loves it. The shit talk, the flopping. I think flopping is hilarious,
dude. Yeah.
Like, that shit that James Harden used to do, where he would hook arms and do-si-do with a motherfucker before he'd throw up a shot and go, look the guy fouled me. Dude. Like, that stuff made me laugh, and it made me like the guy. Like, the stuff that people hate dudes for, I end up liking yeah. them for.
Like, one of my favorite players of all time was the greatest actor on the court. Reggie Miller is, like, drawing a foul every time.
Yeah.
If you jump at Reggie, and he's standing on the free throw line, he's going to get the and one, or at least them three free throws yeah. every time.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I love that shit, like, flopping, like, all the fights, all the shit talk. I like Draymond Green's fucked up antics. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's out of the sport. Like, no, he needs to come back in and punch another guy so I have another thing to talk about.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Let him choke Rudy again. Yeah,
it's fun. He's just, all you're going to do is fine him and suspend him for it. It gives us something to talk about, and it's hilarious.
You tell me him choking Rudy Gobert from behind and, like, dragging him wasn't hilarious. Like, yeah. This dude's like, Draymond's what, like, six?
It's bad for 9 the game.
Or 10 and Rudy's 7 foot tall. Rudy started COVID season.
Yeah.
He deserved that.
Yeah, he deserved to get choked for the COVID season.
He's responsible for the bubble.
Yeah. It's just like, I just love that shit. Because the thing is, too, is like, you know, like all the people that talk about how that stuff's unsportsmanlike and it's bad for the game and stuff like that. Like, really? Then why does it generate so many fucking memes? Why is it that still to this day you can see 100 memes of Draymond Green knocking out Jordan Poole? Like, yeah. People just, like, they'll take, like, videos of, like, Jordan Poole slipping on, like, the court and shit, and then, like, Photoshop a ghost Draymond punching him and shit. It's like,
yeah, he was, that's, it's hilarious.
Tell me it's bad for the game when it develops so many fucking memes and so many talking points and stuff. Like, that's what I don't get.
This shit is great for the game.
I think it's really great for the game. Like, and, like, people talk about that, too, because, again, it came up again to, you know, the whole, because, you know, people don't let things go. Like, the Cheryl Swoop stuff, they're not letting it go. The Michael Porter Jr. comments, they're not letting it go. Like, and it keeps adding to the discourse around the league of, like, how do you make it more exciting? How do you make the W more exciting?
Yeah.
And what I think that they mean by that is, how do you make it more marketable to people? Because I think that it's plenty exciting.
Yeah. It's just it's getting the people to give it a chance.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it's like, you guys just won't watch. You guys just write it off as boring to begin with.
Because you are definitely not watching what I am.
Yeah. I mean, like I've said before, like, there are certain games on TV that are really boring to watch.
Yeah, right.
But that's also in NBA as well. Like, I can't watch baseball on TV. I can watch it live. I love it, but I can't watch it on TV. It's painfully boring to me.
Yeah, it's like watching golf, you know what I mean? But if you go play golf, it's super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I just think that the marketing needs to be there. Like, there needs to be more flash to it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I like what they were doing, integrating the W into NBA All-Star Weekend.
You got to get these ladies to talk their shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, get out here and talk your shit.
Yeah, like, we need to, like, get over this whole classy thing. Does it need to be classy? Can't we talk shit?
Yeah.
Like, why does everything have to be class, and it's got to be an elegant game? And, like, no, like, come on. We still want to shoot over each other's heads and go, oh, my God, did you even try?
Yeah, in your fucking face.
What did you do? What did you do? All right, so I have a little bit of something for you here, so just bear with me. I got a question, but the question's gonna come first. There's a little bit of explanation. Okay, so there's Lightning, the Wings. Their mascot is Lightning. It's a horse with wings. It's not a unicorn. It's just a horse with wings. Freddie Fever is the Fever for the as the mascot for the Fever, for the Indiana Fever. He's a red weirdo who thrusts his belly a lot. I don't know what kind of creature he is. The Liberty have Ellie, an elephant with some pretty cool spiky headgear. The Aces have Buckets, a rabbit in aviation gear, like he's a pilot or some shit.
Okay.
Sparks have Sparky, a generic-ass dog. The Sun have Scorch, a purple weirdo that looks like a mouse. The Storm have Doppler, another weird red Muppet-looking thing. The Sun have Blaze, a fuzzy orange Muppet-looking thing. The Dream have Star, a generic-ass eagle. The Mystics have Pax, a generic-ass panda. The Lynx have Prowl, who is a lynx cat that wears eyeliner and looks like needlessly sexy for some fucking weird reason. Like, why you got this weird like bedroom eyes going on?
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, and then you got the Sky, who have Sky Guy, who is a superhero that's a man for the WNBA team. And those are all of your WNBA mascots. So my question is, if you gathered all of them into an arena and made them all fight to the death, who's coming out on top? Because, I mean, you got a superhero in there. That's like...
Yeah, he's going to be hard to deal with.
Yeah, like, but like... Just right off, like the bat, like the lynx might, you know, because they got a badass cat, that, you know, that's a predator. Like that one might win. Maybe the eagle, but I just don't see anybody beating the elephant. Like, I don't know what Sky Guy's superpowers are.
Yeah, he's gonna might get trampled or something. Yeah. Or like the eagle could snatch him up, the cat grab him and just mutilate him.
Yeah, so how invulnerable are you, Sky Guy?
Is the little fur, is like the orange furry, like going to be the sun?
I don't know, because if he has fire powers, yeah, then he's killing everybody. Gonna get
burnt up.
Yeah, they're fucking all dying. We need that, though. That's going to be part of WNBA All-Star Weekend. Mascot death match.
Yeah.
We can do that. Have them all fight and rip the stuffing out of one another.
Burnt to a crisp.
Until only one remains. But yeah, I don't know. I did some research on the WNBA mascots over the weekend. And that's what I came up with. None of them are very good. They're all just kind of generic Muppet looking guys. So
yeah, it's kind of strange.
Yeah,
I always wonder what Freddie was every time we see him. Like he's really active with his stomach.
Yeah.
Like,
where sometimes it looks like he's just humping the air, and it's like, dude,
like get that away from me.
This feels a little sexual sometimes. Yeah, Freddie. Because I'm pretty sure that the person that's in the mascot costume is making the stomach jiggle and thrust by thrusting his fucking pelvis.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's how he's doing
like,
it.
Like, you're doing the same motions with your body as you are as the costume.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very strange thing. We got to see the three on three. Like we did see an Olympic booth at the All-Star Weekend, and had a lot of cool shit in there, like the 3-on-3 stuff that we got to see from the U.S. women's team that won with Lexi Hall and shit. And like, did you watch any of that? Any of the 3-on-3? I love watching the like FIBA 3-on-3 stuff. Like they play outdoors on like an outdoor court and shit. Yeah. It's really cool. I want to see more 3-on-3 shit.
Yeah, I watched the collegiate where Cam Brink and Haley Van Lith were on the same team. Like I watched a little bit of that, but I didn't get to see any of the professional level. I actually last night started watching the shoot arounds for the Athletes Unlimited
that's
getting ready to start up. So
yeah,
I seen them like the warm-ups for that.
Unrivaled supposed to start this year, or are they gonna wait until next year? Because like I thought there was gonna be a 3-on-3 like type of league that
I don't know how that's gonna like, especially like I know Stewie was gonna be one of the ambassadors for that, but I know now she's like collaborated with like the Overtime Select League too, also. So I don't know what's going to go on with that, but I think we need that in the offseason. We need like that little 3-on-3 league.
I'd love to see
like
that.
That would be good. Creating something on the home turf for the players so they're not having to go overseas. Like
we'll,
they said, like,
we'll just create the Planet W 3-on-3 league.
Yeah.
And it'll be, you know, we can do co-ed shit.
Yeah. Give us some licensing and let us go to work on them.
And I'll definitely put myself on a team, even though I suck really bad. I have no handles. I can play defense all right. I can catch and shoot. But anything other than that, I kind of suck. I've airballed layups before, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not the best basketball player in the world. I like playing it.
Yeah,
I think I get more enjoyment out of it than some people who are very, very good at it. But I also don't take a play off either. Like, I chase down the ball. I'd go up for rebounds against dudes that are 6'8" and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Slamming into me, putting me on my ass, and I just get up and laugh about it. People looking at me like, why the fuck do you think you can do that? I don't know, but imagine if I did.
But I'm going to try.
Imagine how cool it would have been if I did, though.
One of these times, I'm going to succeed.
Yeah. Oh, man, if we had a Planet W League, it would be like shit-talking promos would be mandatory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like coming in there 3-on-3 versus me. Come on, motherfucker. Yeah. Throw bring, down.
Bring your fucking shit.
Yeah, because we're fucking throwing it right back in your face. Yeah, I love that, man. We should do that. We need to get some guests from the show like to have to play with us a little bit.
So we're going to have a game today.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, hey, hey, thanks for coming into the show. As soon as we record, lace them up because we're going to go out and you can't guard me. Yeah. I know that you can't guard me.
Yeah, you can't hold me.
Yeah, we actually are. I do have a guest in the works, a WNBA related guest. It might be a player. I don't want to talk too much because if it doesn't happen, then you look like a dick. Because like I've learned that being in the creative industry is like you'll get all of these opportunities and then you want to start talking about them,
right?
And then they never come to fruition and then people look at you like, oh, hey, what happened there, Mr. Big Time?
Yeah.
What happened to that big writing gig that you had that fell through? And you're like, oh, fucking fell through.
Fell through, motherfucker.
Sometimes people just lose budgets on stuff. But I do have I'll give you some hints, all right? I know this player. Well, I don't know this player, but I have this connection through a friend of mine's son. Possibly a Connecticut son. Maybe.
Yeah.
I've learned through some mutual connections that I do have some connections to a few players out there. Yeah. So
we are exploring those avenues and we're going to have some guests real soon for you.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm trying to do is like I'm trying to establish like a good base amount of shows that we've recorded to get a good rhythm together and shit because I mean, what I basically feel is that we're going to really hit our stride rhythm-wise near the season.
Oh, yeah. Because
right now, we just kind of, you know, right towards the end of this, we struggle finding stuff to talk about. We just want to fill a half an hour. And then, you know, in the off-season, there's a whole lot of, oh, I don't know, what else can we talk about? What else was going on? You hear anything else? Check your Twitter. Is anybody posting some shit?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, right now, we're just doing what we can, having fun, working on some guests. I want to do some guest commentary for a basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
We need to find some sort of local network that covers girls' high school games for fucking public access or some shit and go, let us come in and do a commentary track.
Yeah. Like locally in Noblesville, like they had a really big recruit for Noblesville this year. So that would have been cool to do.
Yeah.
Like she's ended up going to Iowa State.
Yeah.
So, and another thing, we have the Shade girl that plays for UConn. She's a freshman this year.
Yeah.
From Noblesville. That was crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That's you know, right here. I don't know. I'm not big into the local community in this town though.
Yeah, I didn't even know that until exploring the internet like the past week. I realized that there was two really good girl basketball players from our hometown.
Yeah. Yeah. We got Selection Sunday coming up March 17th, so we'll be able to work on a bracket show after that, but another thing that I'm wanting to do is, like, I want to work on our first giveaway because we have, like, the draft coming up. The Fever have the number one pick.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of Fever swag that they've just given us over the years that we don't really have a whole lot to do with because, well, I can't do anything with five sets of shoelaces.
Yeah.
So we, you know, like there's all kinds of stuff that we can piece together and send you. We got our own stickers now. We got Planet W stickers.
Oh, yeah.
That we can send you as part of our little prize pack. We're trying to work out the logistics of it. Like we, you know, we want to do a giveaway, but we want it to have a purpose. We want it to help grow the show.
Yeah.
And not like just go, here, someone, have a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So
take this shit.
There's still all kinds of logistics that we're working out with that one. But, you know, it's gonna be fun. We want to do that regularly, too. We'll do theme giveaways all the time with different teams and different stuff because we're going to be able to collect a lot of things.
And give you guys a lot of cool things, too, to add to your collection. Maybe some autographs from some players and some decent little exclusive stuff. So yeah, we're nobody without you guys, so we want to get back to you guys as much as possible.
This motherfucker's voice is still shot from Iowa versus IU.
Yeah, it's cracked.
Yeah. I've been there too, though.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, wait until you hear me in a show after a Fever game sometime. It's going to be, I don't know.
Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. A lot of yelling. A lot of yelling the day before will make you have a little crackly ass throat.
One of my vocal cords is down in my stomach somewhere. The other one's up in my ear.
Yeah, there you go. So you guys can hit us up on all of our social medias at Planet WNBA. I tweet a lot. I do a lot of Twitter at Planet WNBA X. You know, not Twitter anymore, is it? It's just a fucking letter now. Cool. We're all cool. Instagram, we're on there. I post stuff. I'm posting art all the time and all kinds of weird shit. Trying to let you guys know when we post shows. We got a Facebook group. Join our Facebook group and subscribe to us everywhere that you get your podcasts. If you have more than one podcast app, subscribe to us on all of them. It helps the show grow. It actually helps get visibility on the show. Like, it'll give us like featured spots on like home pages and shit like that, and helps like boost if somebody searches WNBA. It helps us be one of the top searches. And like, I know it's all bullshit and it's all manipulating algorithms, but that's what you have to do nowadays in order to get people. Like, you have to actually ask your fans, hey, one fan, can you write 3 reviews for us so maybe we can get more people to see the fucking show? It's stupid.
Like, share all that stuff. Share to your other friends and family who you know like women's sports also. Let's we can grow together.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be back with guests. If you know any female ballers, have them come on the show. We'll talk some shit. We'll have them talk some shit. I actually have a nice little like interview template that I'm working out, where it's going to be like, we'll have different segments when we're interviewing people of like different stories that they can tell. I have a whole way of, you know, steering these interviews that I think is going to be a lot more interesting and a lot more unique than you hear on other podcasts. Because everybody knows your draft experience was a surreal moment and one of the best of my life. We know. College was great. We understand. So I'm looking to have way better interviews and way different and way more unique interviews than you've ever heard before.
Yeah.
So players, get on board, because we're about to take this shit over. We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Yes.
We're not here to participate. We're here to dominate.
This another world. Elevate.
Absolutely. Blasting off from Planet W, we will see you next week.